Brian, what do you think of these?
Ooh, yeah. They're almost translucent. Perfect.
So we'll put those dandelion greens in now, add in our rice, and we're going to add all 8 cups of our vegetable stock. And also, we're going to put in our blanched nettles, which we decided to not even chop. Stir that up really well, and then we're going to bring it to a boil. So it's all boiling, and we're just going to put our dandelion petals in now, saving some out for a garnish. Just turn the burner down to simmer and cook it for about another 10 to 15 minutes until the rice is tender with it covered. While this was simmering, I took some wild mint that's growing near my roses, and we mixed it in with our nettle broth and made some iced tea up. And then in addition to that, tell them about what you found at the farmer's market.
Oh, right. So I brought the miner's lettuce since we weren't successful finding it in nature yesterday.
Miner's lettuce looks like something out of a Dr. Seuss book with this tall little thing sticking out of it. It looks like a small tree.
It is so delicious. It's a cross between like a tiny butter lettuce and a sprout. And we threw together a quick salad with some other herbs you found in your garden, mint and sorrel. And the sorrel has that nice kind of tart apple flavor. All of these things are available right now out there in the wild.
Everything is simmered. And now we're going to ladle it into the food processor, puree it up, and we'll be all set to eat. This is my grandmother's old food processor. It's just a workhorse. That looks good.
Green goodness. All right, so now we're in the tasting and testing and seeing what we need more of stage of our cooking process. Now, I really like how the rice gives it a creamy yet light sort of dairy-free consistency, because you do taste the little morsels of rice. A hint more salt for me. What do you think?
I mean, you and I seem to like a little salt, and I always feel like it pulls out the flavor of everything else, too. So, taste this now. I put a little extra salt in, like you thought.
Yes.
Pretty good?
Perfect. Yes. Can we throw a little bit more lemon juice in there?
Okay, now let's try that. Oh, my goodness. It really is nice. Honestly, it's not like it's overpowering. It really doesn't taste like much more at all, so I'm glad we added the juice of one whole lemon.
I like it because it's not all just pureed nettle. There are tiny bites of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Little tiny bites of rice and little tiny bites of nettle. It's brothier than I thought it was going to be, and I like that. It's a lighter soup, hearty but light at the same time. So thank you, Colin Rich, for your recipe that we've used. And then we just adjusted it a little bit based on some comments that we'd seen and previous experiences that he and others had had.
We have our nettle iced tea, a little foraged side salad, and our stinging nettle soup with a garnish of fresh dandelion petals. Not only is it beautiful, but unbelievably tasty. I think Molly's going to be very happy with our work.
I think so, too. I like that we did some different things with a recipe to make it our own and take advantage of things that we had in season or had foraged.
And look at this meal you can make. I'm sorry. I'm going to turn over to Tave while I eat some more.
Definitely complex flavors with the apple taste from the sorrel and then just that sort of subtle, sort of buttery, bitter taste of these things. What are these called again?
The miner's lettuce. Not only is this my new favorite soup, which I feel like I say every month, but miner's lettuce, I think, is my new favorite green.
I like it too. Really a treat. Don't be put off by the idea of foraging. And if foraging isn't for you, check out your nearest farmer's market or even just the produce section in markets that carry local foods.
Be adventurous. Be wild. So we're signing off from the kitchen and going back into the studio. We'll see you there.
Watch out you don't burn yourself. Erin Yankee, Program Director at KBOO, tell us what you think of our soup.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's really rich. I really like nettles in general. It's a nice seasonal thing. I go out and forage, and usually I just end up making tea or some kind of greens or spanakopita or something, but I never had nettle soup. I thought it was fantastic.
Any other flavors that are coming out to you?
Or? It's kind of peppery.
I wonder if that's the dandelion.
Yeah, the bitterness.
You would eat it again?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to finish that cup, even right now.
Kind sir, will you tell us who you are and what you think of our soup?
I am Daniel Conway from the KBOO Youth Collective. I think the soup is really good. I can taste some kind of lemon afterwards. It tastes kind of like the chicken noodle soup broth that with the lemon flavor. like your mom used to make when you were sick or something from school.
Very interesting, since we used vegetable stock.
I think this will be a really good vegan alternative for people who maybe haven't been vegan their whole lives and have tasted chicken noodle soup.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We really appreciate it.
The nutritional benefits of nettles. The infamous stinging nettle ranks as the most common wild herb in temperate regions throughout the world. It is packed with goodness, being rich in vitamin A and C and even protein, as well as containing iron, potassium, calcium, and manganese. Nettles are miraculous in reducing inflammation in our bodies and have been an important food source in times of shortage, notably during the Great Potato Famine in Ireland and during World War II. Historical fun fact. Roman soldiers employed the nettles for another survival use. They rubbed the fresh plant over the entire surface of their bodies when they were in the bitter winter cold. Although this was painful, it brought blood to the surface of their skin and was actually warming.
Since we've included dandelions in the list of plants that we've foraged, here's some information about dandelions. Dandelion greens belong to one of the largest plant families, the sunflower, which includes more than 22,000 species, including daisies and thistles. Folk medicine claims the dandelion plant is a powerful healer used to purify the blood, settle digestion, and prevent piles and gallstones, among other maladies. The fact is, the greens of the humble dandelion provide 535% of the recommended daily value of vitamin K. They may also play a role in fighting Alzheimer's disease by limiting neuron damage in the brain.
Hey, Tave, and about the flower, it's an excellent source of antioxidants. It relieves pain from headaches, backaches, or menstrual cramps. It relieves stomach cramps, relieves depression.
That's incredible. We are learning so much about weeds. My husband always said, anything can be a weed. It depends on where you find it. So, for example, if you planted a bed of tomatoes and you find a green bean plant in there, that green bean plant is a weed.
We're back with you live on the Fun Drive. Please call 877-500-5266. Please pledge your donation. Help keep KBOO healthy, because if you keep KBOO healthy, we'll keep our... let me try that one more time. Help keep KBOO healthy so we can keep you healthy. Contribute to the long-term health of our community and restore a member today. Call 877-500-5266 or go online, kboo.fm.
I know you want to. Yeah, you want to stay healthy. You want to keep all of us healthy. You want to make that call to 877-500-5266. And what you really want to do is you want to make a donation. You want to put your... What do you want to do? You want to put your money where your health is.
Right.
Put your money where your heart is and make that donation. Because Brian and I, we are wanting to thank some people that have called and made donations already.
Can I ring the bell again?
As a shout out to the rest of you. Yes.
Okay.
As a shout out to them and a call to the rest of you. It's true. Thank you, Gerthina in Portland, who is a new member. And also, you can do it again, Brian.
Oh, perfect.
Anne from Portland for renewing. Thank you, Anne. Anne and Gerthina, you are the type of people that really make a difference here in our community, and we thank you so much for your generosity. What Brian and I would like to do is add to our $300 first-time caller.
The exclusives are getting more exclusive.
While we've had other people call and make donations at other levels, we are still waiting for that one person to call and make that $300 one-time donation or $25 a month. So if you call us at 877-500-5266 and donate $300 or $25 a month, you are going to get that one free day camp or class of your choosing, any camp or class that you choose for any age group, adult all the way down to preschooler. In addition to a book on the guide to knives and wood carving, so you won't even cut yourself. And Brian and I are gonna throw in our own tips and areas that we like to go foraging for nettles. Maybe I'll even share with you some mushroom areas. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a possibility. Probably if you need us to join you, we could be convinced to do so. So call us at 877-500-5266 or tell them online.
Oh, it's kboo.fm. And also, Tave, we should probably mention that any caller that calls in now, We'll email them the recipe that we just made online, the nettle soup that was so delicious and had Ray in the booth there salivating, right?
Yeah, I'm salivating too. I'm just trying to figure out when lunch is going to happen here so that I could go back into that kitchen area and relive the time you and I first met here and where we were interviewing Erin Yankee when she was tasting our soup.
Correct.
Because community, right? It's community around the table. It's community in the kitchen. It's community on the radio station. It's community outside. And we know that that is something that keeps all of us together, and it really keeps our world a better place. It matters to you. So call us up at 877-500-5266. And Brian and I will even go over and ask you personally. If you call and talk to Monica or Al or Fionn, we'll say, hold on, one of us is going to run over and ask you what you like best about Peace, Love, and Soup. $300, people, one time, or $25 a month.
Only a minute.
And we've got something amazing for you. Brian, tell them how we can remember that radio.
Night I was trying to put in a little jingle, because you know how we like to sing on our show every now and then.
Yeah, it's got
to
be speed jingle.
What do you think about this? This is my pitch. Ready?
Okay.
877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
And if you call and you're the first person to donate $300 or $25 a month, we've got you covered with nettles. We've got you covered with a wood carving book and a one-day camper class. Anybody, call for any amount. We want to give you a recipe. We want to give you a thank you. And we want to welcome you to the Peace, Love, and Soup family. Now stay tuned. We've got an extra special third part coming up. Back, I took my mom and my daughters up to the Squamish Lilwaukee Cultural Center in Whistler, British Columbia.
What was it a cultural center for?
In the United States, we have different Native American tribes. In Canada, they have different nations. Mm-hmm. So off of their website, their vision is to share their cultural knowledge to inspire understanding and respect among all people. Calling Canada. Josh, are you there?
I'm here, Tabe.
All right, great. I was wondering if you would introduce yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, my name is Josh Anderson. I am from the Lilwaukee Nation. I was originally born and raised in the city in Vancouver, BC, before I was going into grade 2. And then my mom moved us home. We recognize the entire traditional territory as Lilwaukee, but where our village or town is, it's called Mount Currie, a really tight-knit community.
How large is your nation?
About 2,700 nation members altogether.
Tell us a little bit about what you do.
We officially opened back in summer of 2008, and I've been here since the beginning. I am currently the cultural delivery leader. What I do is I have cultural ambassadors that provide the guest experience and guided tours on a day-to-day basis. I help to manage our cultural performance team that do our traditional drumming and singing.
I noticed when we were emailing at the bottom of your sign-off, S-I-K. What does that mean?
That is my traditional name, Sheik Sheik, and it means powerful ground. And it was a name that was passed down to me from my late uncle. I believe I was 11. It's something that will stay within the family.
And is that like a coming of age that children around that age get a traditional name?
It's quite different for everyone. My daughters, right away, were actually gifted their traditional names from one of our elders because he dreamt of our daughter's names. Quite amazing.
Oh, I love it.
We watched your introductory video. Could you elaborate on what you find in nature?
So, Brian, one of the ones is stinging nettle.
We know it well.
We actually just got finished making a soup with stinging nettle and dandelion greens.
Oh, that's awesome. They actually use nettle leaves in a bath. Of course, that puts you in kind of like a stinging nettle soup.
Oh,
we like that.
That's one of the ways to cure aches and pains.
Sure.
He purposely stung himself a few times.
There's a couple of different salves that we make and create. One of them is Devil's Club. It's the really sharp, prickly bush. They actually have to dig into the land a little bit, and it's more of the root of the Devil's Club. You kind of have to shave it off. We call it 101 uses. Good for rashes or abrasions, arthritis.
So, Brian, instead of stinging yourself, you could have rubbed salve on your arthritic area.
Are there traditional soups that you would eat?
We have salmon egg. We call it kuna in our language. We have swan soup. That is like wind-dried salmon soup. We have tsit, that's a deer meat.
How did you say that again?
Tsit, spelled T-S-I-7. So many different natural soups and stews we get from our animals or from our waters.
Are you teaching your daughters how to hunt or forage?
It's quite amazing because their kuka, their grandma, and their great-grandma, my wife's grandma, both are herbologists within the nation. So they know which plants to go and harvest at a certain time of year to create certain medicines.
Like that salve you were talking about.
Yeah. And then my mom is more of the craft person. She does a lot of the cedar bark weavings, like my traditional cedar bark headdress that I wear, or I get spoiled by my mom. I usually get a new one for my birthday. One of my passions was doing the traditional drumming and singing, something that I picked up right away at a very young age, hearing some of my uncles. And then by the time I was 8 years old, I was gifted my first hand drum by my uncle. It was handmade, going all the way down to the frame and the hide. And I was like, wow.
Have you made a drum yourself?
Yes. When I made my first traditional drum, it was back in junior high school. It was quite a small 10-inch drum. I gifted that to my baby sister. So I've made drums for my sisters. I've made for my wife and my daughters. Funny story, my drum that I have now, originally the deer hide that I had was a white-tailed deer. I was starting the process of creating my drum, so I had the hide soaking. I made the mistake of leaving the hide not in an enclosed area, but outside, unprotected. So the next day, a bear drug off the hide.
Oh my gosh.
I had to get another hide. So I had the hide soaking for a few days. My wife's uncle has given me pointers. Josh, you will know when the hide is ready, and you can easily pluck the fur off the hide. And when it comes out real easy, that's when you know that it's ready. That was the first time I got to defur and deflesh a hide on my own. And he's like, make sure that you are absolutely wearing all of the clothes, all the way down to your shoes, that you're going to throw away after when you're done. Mm-hmm. My wife, bless her, she came out with a change of clothes and a garbage bag.
Part of the month is sustainability, so you really utilize every portion of the deer, whether it be making a drum, whether it be eating it as a soup, making clothing out of it, and that seems to be the case today as well. And
most definitely.
Yeah.
And something that I'm looking forward to this summer is having the ability to do everything from scratch, you know, just like how I did my hand drum, creating the buckskin leather that we wear for our traditional clothing. That process takes a lot longer.
It was mentioned at the cultural center that you have drums and each person can find their own beat. I'm wondering, is that a metaphor for life as well as music?
One of the things with that, Tave, Brian, is that they say that the drum beat is our heartbeat. It's the heartbeat of our people going into the drum. A lot of the songs have different meaning, from celebrations and honoring of certain animals. Like when we do have honored guests, family, friends, you know, that come through the center, we do traditionally a welcome song. That was one of the things from some of our ancestors from years ago, when one of our members went to go meet guests and sang them the song to welcome them into our territory. The other part of it is when we are at home, if we're doing celebration, we do share many different types of songs. When we have certain celebrations going on, we could have anywhere between 50 to 100 different drummers and singers out on the floor at the same time. That's usually when it sounds the most amazing, with everyone drumming and singing with each other. A lot of the songs are songs of the land. We have a bear song. The bear signifies a family member. Going back to the beginning, our people originally were taught a lot from the bear naturally, on how the bear did its gathering and how he prepared for hibernation for the long winters that we had. The bear was a great teacher in a way.
Fantastic.
Well, you did give him your first deer.
Yeah, that's all they get. We have a deer song that's a little bit more sacred in Lilt-Let, so it's not shared as often. We have a groundhog song, that song we call the Whistler song. In Whistler, we had the majority of the marmot or the groundhog.
And Josh, so what would be your definition of sustainability?
This is going by the definition of my people, is that we have one traditional saying, and we call it kulchan. And that means we only take what we need. And that's one of the things that we go by as a nation. It definitely speaks of how our people lived for hundreds of thousands of years and how we took care of the land, and in return, the land really took care of us. We're really quite fortunate. I have my two baby daughters and just really looking forward to teaching them our way of life. They've done a lot already. They're a part of our Lil'wat language immersion program within our school.
How many people speak the Lil'wat language still?
We probably have about 3% of fluent speakers left, but we do have a lot of people that are either moderate or beginner speakers, and that's pretty much the vital piece for our nation. Because realistically, without our traditional language, I would say that technically we wouldn't have a culture.
Our world right now needs everybody to really care for the earth. Sort of our future, in a way, is looking back at our past. How can people follow your good example and do so respectfully so that it can be seen as a way of appreciation and saving our earth and not as an appropriation?
You know, I feel that is a really good question, Tave. Because through tough times, through fighting times, we've had a lot of non-Native friends that stood side by side with us. I know for a lot of people, they are fascinated with the type of work that our people do. You know, being here at the center, we teach everybody on a day-to-day basis about our customs. And that goes all the way down to making buckskin leather medicine bag pouch. We teach people how to make hand drums, dream catchers. You know, all in all, there are a lot of people taking that extra step, learning different customs or arts and crafts. I guess it is up to the individual themselves. You know, that really does need to take the initiative of trying to do what's right. You know, I think our people would be willing to help. It comes down to individuals wanting to do that and their willingness to learn. Because we know at the end of the day, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be something different. Kind of a difficult question, kind of open-ended, but, you know, we're not really sure.
Thank you so much for the work you do in the world.
Thank you.
Lastly, what advice would you have for any of our listeners as far as caring for the earth or living a sustainable life?
I would have to say go out and walk on the land and breathe the fresh air of nature. Appreciate and be grateful for the surroundings that you do have. The gifts are naturally there. Everything from the natural waters, the trees that stand tall, that provide the fresh air. Enjoy it, respect it, and be thankful that you have the beautiful land.
Thank you for that, Josh.
Thank you very much, Brian, Tave, for the phone call. It's been a privilege talking to you. It felt like I was doing a guided tour of the phone.
It was a huge treat having you, and I really appreciate your taking the time and the consideration to have this wonderful conversation with us.
And I look forward to visiting your center, too.
Yeah, you don't come up. I know we're just up the road from you guys down in Portland.
Yay.
All right, guys, take care.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day. Peace, Love, and Soup.
Audio nourishment for both the heart and the mind.
Thank you for listening to this month's episode about Mother Earth. Join us next month for a special podcast in celebration of mothers everywhere.
So you know how if you look at a cross-section of a tree, you'll see the rings, and each ring signifies a year of the tree's life? Well, there's a German artist, his name is Bartholomew Trebeck, who created a record player to record the record of a tree's life, and it translates the rings of the tree into piano music. It's strangely moving, and we're going to share it with you now. Enjoy. You've been listening to Peace, Love, and Soup with Brian Delaney and Tave Fashe-Drake.
As usual, you can find out more information at kboo.fm/peacelovesoup. You can like us on Facebook at Peace, Love, and Soup and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the KBOO Spring Drive. You know, you make KBOO happen. You help us work to improve our communities, and now we need your help to strengthen those efforts. Invest in this community building experience. And a reminder to all that Earth Day is this Monday, April 22nd, and this year's focus is on protecting the threatened environment and endangered species.
Yes.
Such as bees, elephants, giraffe, and whale.
And community-supported radio, speaking yes. of endangered species. So call us at 877-500-5266 and make a donation today. Brian, here, let's give them a good way to remember that phone number again.
It's the song,
yeah.
the jingle?
Yeah.
Let me clear my throat. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
If you call
877-500-5266.
At that number, that jingly number. 877-500-5266. And you make a $25 a month donation or a one-time $300 donation, we still have that incredible book on how to correctly hold knives, use knives, and the many things you can do with knives. Both everything from how to cut nettles to how to bop for wood so you never have to buy kindling again. That book, actually, my daughter's hands were used as the models for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you use that to learn how to, when we went foraging for the nettles,
did
you use
her knife? Yes. Okay. Wow. So with that $25 a month donation, you would have that plus your choice of a camp or class at Trackers. And Brian and I will tell you a couple of choice spots to go harvest nettles,
Indeed.
Maybe other things.
Including your backyard.
And we're going to even throw in... In addition, your choice of either the KBOO t-shirt or the beanie or the Music Makes the Movement tote bag, just to say thank you. That's for a one-time $300 donation or $25 a month. So you're just getting a huge, just bounty of goodness for that, for protecting the endangered species. So go to KBOO.FM, KBOO.FM, and make your donation. Hit that donate button or call.
877-500-5266. One more time?
Yep.
877-500-5266.
$25 a month. It sounds like a chunk, but really it's not a lot when you think about all the things that you're getting from it.
And you forgot to mention that we're going to throw in the recipe for the nettle soup that we made.
Oh, yes.
For absolutely any donation.
Any donation
call.
Amount.
Just call in and say hello.
That's right.
To Theon, Al, Monica, myself.
Or me.
Tave.
I'll go answer the phone too.
Yeah.
Hey, that brings up a good point.
Tell me.
In the second part that we listened to today when we had Aaron Yankee, our programs director and the head of the youth cooperative, tasting our soup,
mm-hmm.
she heads up the piece of the youth collective where they produce independent shows themselves.
The youth collective.
The youth collective do. They record, yeah. they cut, they engineer, they produce the whole show. They have a number of different programs as well. And that's something super valuable here. They're growing the next generation, similar to what Molly Dice was doing, similar to what Seek Seek was talking about from the Lillooet Cultural Center. But a youth membership at KBOO
mm-hmm.
is only $10, $10 a year. So you can call us at 877-500-5266. Or go online to KBOO.FM.
KBOO.FM.
$10 if you're 18 or under. So for any of you homeschoolers out there or any grandparents that want to make a difference in a youth's life,
mm-hmm.
That $10 donation is going to get them a whole membership and a
any,
recipe.
And any older children, young adults that want to come and
come down
drop
here and
by
learn.
And learn and be a volunteer here at KBOO. That's what Tave and I did 3 years ago.
Yep.
And look at us now.
Here we are. We're on the air, for better or for worse. We're recording shows. We're having shows that are out on the web. They're being aired. And we're in here pitching for community radio because it makes a huge difference to us. This station, it's very, very close to our hearts. I think mm-hmm. the idea of peace, love, and soup, it's soup metaphorically as well as literally,
mm-hmm.
And the heart piece of it. I mean, that's
creating
what
community, which is what KBOO is all about.
It is, yes. And it's something. When you call up here and you pledge to make a difference with your dollars, with your $25 a month, with your $5 a month, with your one-time donation, with whatever it is that you can give, you are making a difference. You are protecting stories. You are protecting the future. You're preserving cultures. And
And you're hearing about what your neighbor's doing. I mean, we promote local musicians. We promote local artists. Correct?
Yes, we do. And we're even training people on how to do things behind the scenes. They might be answering phones. They might be helping with pledge drives as far as addressing things. They might be helping out in the community at some of our other events that we go to and broadcast from, like the Blues Festival. So call us at 877-500-5266 with a dollar amount that makes sense to you. And we will be thankful, and we will like to send you a thank you gift. Brian, tell them some more info.
I do just have to ring the bell for Barry, who so kindly dropped by.
Yay.
And renewed his membership. Thank you, Barry, for dropping by. It was nice to see you today.
Barry, we're going to give you some recipes, as well as maybe some nettles ourselves after we go out later today.
What do you think of the nettle tea I brought by today?
I thought it was delicious. Yeah. I know you were worried it was going to be too strong, but in actuality, it's perfect. You know, I'm iron poor, and so nettles make a difference.
All right, guys. Well, it's so nice talking to you.
Keep all of us rich by donating here to KBOO, making a difference every day, making a difference by just making your $1 a day donation, 877-500-5266 or KBOO.fm. Take it away, Ray.
This is KBOO Portland. The time now is 12 noon. Coming up next is Buscando America.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, located in the Kearns neighborhood at 2809 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, an Irish sports pub with lounge areas and a pool table. Katie O'Brien's is open every day from 8 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Lunch was provided by Revolucion Coffee House, located at 1432 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland, serving breakfast, lunch, desserts, and Mexican coffee only. Grown by Fair Trade Cooperative of native Mayan farmers living in the highlands of Chiapas, Mexico, and Guatemala. Dinner was provided by Le Happy, located at 1011 Northwest 16th Avenue in Portland. Le Happy serves French cuisine and gourmet crepes from 5 p.m. to midnight every day, with brunch on